Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
If you can't tell, it's cold and flu season and I'm a little bit congested. So that's why my voice sounds different.
It's okay. I don't think it sounds that different. I don't know if they'll be able to tell or not.
I feel like I can more tell.
Yeah, I couldn't really
tell. You know how when you're congested, you can't hear either?
What?
What? Hello? Hearing is a privilege.
I'm going to cut your ears off. We're going to talk about The Housemaid.
You should grab the book for the vibes. Do you have it? Oh, it's right there.
Yay! So today we're going to talk about the book, The Housemaid.
We're going to kind of just give a summary.
Yeah.
And so probably our thoughts, too. But
this would be a good episode to listen to if you haven't read the book, because we're going to just tell you what happens.
Yeah.
And it's an easy read if you want to read it as well.
Super quick read.
But
it's another thriller, psychological thriller. So it's not super spooky or scary.
No.
But it still gives you chills.
You're on the edge of your seat the whole time.
I literally wanted to rip this book in half reading it. Like,
this?
It was so good. I could not stop reading it. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, this was a stoplight book.
Yes.
I read this at stoplights because I needed to know what was going to happen at the end.
Yeah.
Like, I needed.
Like, I remember. And this is a book where you're kind of like, I just need to talk about this so I can get it off my chest, almost like it happened to you. But I remember specifically going to Hot Pilates with my mom. And I was like, Mom, I am reading this book right now and I just have to talk about it. And I'm like, do you want to read it? Because I'm going to tell you everything. And she was like, you can tell me everything. I don't care. So I literally told her everything I had read up until. And I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen because this is crazy. And I cannot put this book down. And all I want to do is read it right now.
That's so funny because I did the same exact thing to Dallin. I was a few chapters away from finishing, but then I had to drive somewhere with him.
Oh.
So I'm like, let me tell you about this book. Yeah. So I told him everything. Mm-hmm. And then I finished it and told him what happened in the end. But
what did he
think? We're going to tell you guys everything. I don't know. I don't know if he was just entertaining me by being like, cool,
yeah,
cool, okay. And then I'm like, what do you think? He was like, it was fine.
I guess it is different.
It's reading better if you read it, obviously. Which one thing I wrote in my notes was I loved Millie's internal dialogue in the book. Mm-hmm. Even from the very first chapter, I was like, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Because her internal dialogue is so funny. So you don't get that if you don't read the book.
She's
so
kind of quirky and funny and I like her character. A little bit sarcastic. Yeah.
Which I love.
I know a lot of people aren't into Millie. I didn't love her as much in the second book.
I loved her in the first
book. I know, I loved her.
Her internal thoughts were so funny.
Mm-hmm. One thing, did you notice the cover, the different colors of eyes?
Yes.
It's like all of them. Oh. All three of them.
I just thought that was Millie. I didn't look that close.
Yeah, there's three. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh,
anyway.
Interesting.
The cover tells. Before we get into this book, is there anything else going on in your life that you want to talk about?
Just that we got caught up on From.
Okay. You watched all three seasons?
Well, they're releasing season 3 right now.
Oh, okay.
There's only a few episodes out.
Okay.
But it is. Shelby,
maybe I'll have to come over and binge it.
Yeah.
Because I am, interested to know what happens.
Yeah.
And now that you freaking have to get a free trial for whatever it is, that makes me mad.
Yeah, do the free trial and watch as much as you can.
Okay.
And then, I can maybe come over and watch the rest, because we'll have to do a month, although we're probably gonna wait till the all of season 3 is released
to get,
because we're still on our free trial.
Yeah,
it's probably over now.
How long is it, a week or a month?
A week. So we binged everything in a week.
And that is quick.
Yeah,
because they're not short episodes.
No.
They're pretty, they're standard.
Well, we were in season 2 when they made it so you had to pay MGM Plus.
Yeah.
So we basically watched one season in a week.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's not a ton.
No.
I started listening to Harry Potter. And it's finally actually so good. Like,
oh,
I,
is it? Oh,
I
is
knew. Well, okay, well, listen. I knew it was going to be good. I knew. Because everybody just raved about J.K. Rowling. And her writing is incredible. Like, amazing. She is incredible. And I love listening to it because the voice actors' voices are so good. And they casted it so well.
Yeah. Like, the Harry Potter audio is good. And I only know that because Amy.
Oh, really?
Because, like, when we were in high school, she used to just play the audiobooks in her car.
Oh,
so that's funny. So I heard them in that setting, and they are so good. Like, the voices are great.
He's so good. Like, I'm really enjoying it. And as far as I am, I'm up to where... So I'm only in the first book. Mm-hmm. I'm up to where they're getting sorted into the different houses. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just like the movie.
Yeah.
So far.
They're true to the books for sure. I love
that. So they did a great job.
It's been with a long time since I've read all those books. Mm-hmm. And I only read them all once through because the movies, but
I also started watching Monsters. Yeah. I can't remember the full title.
I'm really curious about that. I want to know.
But it's about the Menendez brothers, and I don't know if you know any of the background,
like what happened to them. I didn't know anything until I started watching clips and previews of this show.
What? They were abused growing up, like sexually abused. And it honestly is so hard to watch.
And like, then they those basically scenes are so hard. Kill their parents, right?
Yeah.
So they're abused while growing up, and then they kill. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, it's honestly, it's so well done. Did you see Dahmer with, I think it was Evan Peters? It wasn't the other blonde guy.
Dallin made me watch a few episodes, and I couldn't do it.
That one was also hard to watch, but it was too hard to watch. So well done. This, I'm pretty sure, is the same
creators. I've seen the side-by-side videos of, like, real footage, and I'm like, holy crap. They just were so spot on.
Yeah. No, they do such a good job. And both of the, like, actors that are the brothers are so good. Yeah. One of them has, like, extreme anger issues, and he's hilarious. Like, I love his character. It's so funny. And he does so good. But that's another good one if you're into true crime.
Once you finish it, I want an update, and then I might watch it.
Okay.
Okay, do we want to jump into the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Get cozy because we're going to do story time.
Ooh.
Okay. So the main character is Millie. Mm-hmm. The very beginning of the book, we find out that she just got out of prison for 10 years, but we don't know why, and we don't find out until much later.
Mm-hmm.
I already talked about how much I love her internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm. So good. So Millie gets hired to be a housemaid for, what's their last name? Their names are Nina and Andrew.
Is it Winchester?
I think so, the Winchesters. And she's basically doing everything for them. So she's cleaning, cooking, babysitting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And they're, like, super wealthy. Did you already say that?
No. Yeah.
Super nice house.
So it's a pretty good gig
and she Millie has. Is desperate because she's been living out of her car ever since she got fired from her bartending job, which we learn later that she got fired because she punched her coworker in the face after he grabbed her butt multiple times.
So right away we kind of figure out that she has a little bit of like an anger problem.
Yeah, but you also kind of love her for that because it's not anger for no reason. Like, she was literally getting grabbed.
Yeah,
and so she bashed his face in, and I was like, yes, queen. he deserved it.
Yeah.
Like, she's not... Anyways.
But don't we kind of find out that she kind of liked doing that?
Yeah.
Same with what we find out why she went to prison.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that a little later. She liked it.
She liked it.
So she's a little beating up psycho.
Bad men. Yeah, maybe a little
bit.
But
we like her. She's funny. And then we get to meet another character. He's Italian, right? Mm-hmm. And his name is Enzo, and he's their like landscape guy. So he's taking care of their yard, mowing the lawn, whatever. And he tells Millie, danger. Like, that's all he says to her. Danger. You're in danger. I don't even think he says you're in danger.
He just keeps saying danger. She has to look up what the word means.
Because he says it in Italian. Yeah.
And she's just like, okay, strange. Mm-hmm. Millie doesn't get scared easily. She's not one to run away from danger. We learn throughout these books. But, yeah. So, off the bat, I'm just like, weird vibes from this family and this house.
Mm-hmm. And then also something that is important for later that happens. It's like a live-in position.
Right.
So she lives in the house and they have how many bedrooms? I think they have three. So one for Nina and Andrew, a guest room, and then their daughter's room. Mm-hmm. And what's their daughter's name again?
Cecilia.
Cecilia. Okay. I always get them mixed up with the characters in Verity.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of
similar. If you've read Verity, this book gives strong vibes. There are definitely some similarities. But also the twist is different, much different. Uh-huh.
And they have, so they don't let Millie stay in the guest room. She's living in the attic.
Yeah.
And the way that she explains it, it's pretty small. There's just like a cot and then like a small fridge, right? Yes. And a little closet too.
Yeah. And so she's like, okay, weird that I have to live in this tiny little attic room when they have a gorgeous guest bedroom, but mm-hmm. honestly better than living in my car. So still a good deal, and they're paying me a lot of money.
Yeah, upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade. And we meet Cecilia, and off the bat, she's creepy. This little girl is creepy.
She's not very social at all. And yeah, she just gives creepy vibes. So you're like, okay, who is this little girl?
Yeah.
Why is she like this? She seems a little bit spoiled too. Yeah,
definitely. I put Nina has a split personality. Mind you, I'm writing these notes as I'm reading, so these are just like live reactions.
Yes.
Nina, her employer, seemed really nice when she first met her, but then just sometimes just gets randomly so angry.
Yeah.
And will gaslight her.
Yeah.
And make up things just to get mad at Millie.
Yeah, she's like very, very strict with Millie on how she has to clean and how she has to cook. Mm. There was one instance, did you write this, where about the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So the daughter was like, I'm allergic to peanut, or Millie made the daughter a snack and it had peanut butter in it. And Cece was like, I'm allergic to peanut butter. I can't eat that. Are you trying to kill me?
Yeah. And then she starts screaming that Millie's trying to kill her.
Uh-huh. And so there's like this weird thing with the peanut butter, because Millie's like, well, why would there be peanut butter in their pantry if they knew that Cece was allergic?
Yeah. Right. You know?
And then another instance that was weird with Nina is there were a bunch of papers. I can't remember what they were for.
For the PTA meeting.
Yes. Okay. So there were a bunch of papers on the counter. And Nina was like, you threw away my papers. Where did you put them? Like, those were important.
But there weren't any papers on the counter.
There weren't any papers. So there's like a bunch of instances with Nina and Millie where Millie's like, okay, this woman is kind of going crazy.
Yeah, like, she blows up at Millie.
Yeah.
And blames things on Millie that weren't her fault. And I would quit so fast.
Oh, same. I'm like, how is Millie not just out of there?
Like, oh, I would have been so mad. There was one morning where Nina went down and just pulled out every pot and pan and was just, I think that was when she was looking for her PTA notes.
Mm.
And then is like, Millie, I can't believe you left this mess in the kitchen. Like, oh, yeah. Clean it up.
Or like when she absolutely destroys her bathroom getting uh-huh. ready, and then she gets so mad that like Millie made that mess, or she didn't clean it up, or she didn't clean it up well enough. So she's just like has these super high expectations and is kind of like, Millie, you hate her as a reader. I'm surprised that Millie doesn't talk back to her.
Okay, so there's one part where it was one of the first nights that they were doing dinner. Nina was gone, I think. And Andrew was like, well, why don't you just sit at the table and have dinner with us? And
oh, because that was another thing Nina wouldn't let Millie eat with them, dinner with them. She had to make it and then leave while
they were eating. And Nina was clearly, like, very jealous and, like, threatened by Nina, by Millie, even though Millie never, like, did anything to indicate that she was interested in her husband. But one night, Nina was gone, and Angie was like, why don't you just eat dinner with us? And Millie refuses, and I was so glad that she refused, because I thought she was going to accept, and it was giving...
And get caught.
Verity. Yeah, because Nina's creepy, and she seems to know everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, please, I don't want a repeat of Verity or One Simple Favor. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
With Blake Lively and...
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. That movie's so funny. But when Anna Kendrick, like, starts staying at the house and, like, having dinner with her friend's husband.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's immediately overstepping for me.
I kind of wish I read that book.
One Simple Favor.
Yeah.
I know. It seems like it would have been a good book.
It would have been a good book.
I was so happy when Millie refused Andrew's offer several times.
Yeah. And at this point, Andrew is, like, the perfect man, perfect husband. The way that Millie describes him, he's absolutely gorgeous, like, the best-looking man she's ever seen. And so you're kind of like, oh, what's happening here? Like,
is why she are they kind together?
Of, yeah, like, does she kind of like him? Mm-hmm. She's attracted to him, obviously.
Yeah. And she's trying to deny, she's trying to suppress her feelings, but she's like, I can't deny that Andrew is... super attractive, and she's obviously attracted to him, but she's good at not doing anything about it. Like, she just knows that that's unprofessional if she were to ever make a move.
Yeah. Another thing kind of with that a little bit that's important is Millie, I'm pretty sure she sees old photos of Nina, and she's a lot skinnier, and I think Andrew might have, like, mentioned it to Millie as well, like, that Nina used to be 50 pounds lighter, and so she's kind of gained a lot of weight, and he's like, I wish she would just take care of herself, and there's always candy wrappers around, so she's kind of just let go of herself. So you as a reader, you're like, well, why is that happening? Like,
she just seems to be going insane.
Yeah.
Like, she's just crazy. There's another situation where Nina calls Millie and says, you need to go pick up Cece from school. And she says, okay. So she goes to school to pick up Cece, and another mom there says, no, I'm taking Cece to karate. And Millie said, well, Nina told me to come get her. And so the other mom calls Nina, and Nina says, oh, sorry. Millie doesn't know what she's doing. She's the worst. And Millie is just so confused, because why did you call me frantically asking me to pick up Cece from school when you were just going to call me crazy?
Yeah.
And that part, I was so frustrated, because I was so done with the antics and the gaslighting. I was just so mad at Nina and so annoyed with Nina.
And you're questioning her this whole time, like, why is she like this? Then a little bit into the book, you find out that Millie finds... prescription medication in Nina's medicine cabinet. And so you're like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Like, she probably is diagnosed bipolar or something like that, because she seems very, like, high and low. And so that was kind of sort of an answer, but you're also like, what really is wrong with her?
Yeah. At some point in the book, we find out through another mom at dance that Nina had gone to a mental hospital years and years ago for trying to kill her own daughter. And this is the rumor around town. So now you're like, what the heck, is that true? And that makes Nina even that much more scary. There is a moment where Nina asks Millie to buy Broadway tickets. She says, can you buy tickets for the show 1 week from today?
I think it was Andrew.
Or Andrew.
Andrew asked, because he's like, I want to do something really nice for
Nina. Oh, that's right.
Because they've been trying to get pregnant. And Nina's super upset. They go to the doctor, and the doctor tells them that they are not going to be able to have children anymore. So they go to the doctor, and the doctor says that they can't have children anymore. And so they come home, and Nina is obviously super upset. And Andrew's like, I want to do something nice for her, so I'm going to take her to this Broadway show. We're going to get nice dinner, maybe just have like a night away from everything. And so he tells Millie to figure out a time that works for Nina. So Nina tells her dates that she can go, like weekends that would work for her.
Yeah.
And then so she books, Millie books everything, the show, the hotel. I don't know if she books reservation for dinner, but then Nina flips out again. And yeah, she is like, I told you I couldn't go that
the day of the show.
Yeah.
She's like, how dare you book the tickets for the wrong day? And mm-hmm. Millie says, this is the exact day you told me to get the tickets.
Yeah.
And she says, you better get a refund or I'm going to take the cost of the tickets and the hotel out of your paycheck.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah. Basically more than Millie's paycheck.
Yeah.
So she is about to cry because that's a lot of money. And Andrew says, I'll get it taken care of. I'll get a refund. And he essentially says, I got a refund. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Just so that Nina doesn't freak out.
Yeah.
After Nina leaves, so her and Cece go to a summer camp, I think.
Yeah. So that's why Nina was like, I can't go this weekend because I have to take Cece to summer camp.
And Andrew approaches Millie and says, I have a confession to make. I couldn't get a refund on the tickets. I just didn't want Nina to punish you for it. Which you're like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Perfect man. Perfect like, he man. Is literally the perfect man. Yeah.
And at this point, you hate Nina with a burning passion. Mm-hmm. Hate. And so
he gives the tickets to Millie. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, take a friend, go to the show, mm-hmm. go to dinner. You can use the hotel, whatever. Yeah. And she's like, well, I don't have anyone to go with.
Which I was like, girl.
And I'm like, okay.
Why can't you just go?
Here we go.
Like, she's an independent woman. She could go to a show alone.
Exactly.
I would go to a Broadway show alone.
Yeah.
She's like, I would honestly rather just stay home and not go to a show alone. So it's all good. I don't need the tickets.
Yeah.
And Andrew says, well, how about I go with you?
Yeah.
And at this point, no. You are like,
uh-oh, I literally was screaming at the book, like, no, 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 this can't happen. Why are they letting this happen?
You know what's going to happen. And they draw it out so much. And you just know it's inevitable that something is going to happen between these two mm-hmm. on this night. Because they're going, first of all, she has nothing to wear. So she puts on one of the dresses that Nina gave her.
Oh, that's
when she was 50 pounds lighter.
That's another important detail.
And it's like very sexy. Yeah. And Andrew can't stop looking at her and like looking at her legs.
Oh my gosh. But these dresses. So that was another crazy thing that Nina did where she was like, I'm going to give you these dresses because they don't fit me anymore. They're size 6 or whatever. I don't remember. And Millie was like, oh, perfect. That's my size. Like, if you don't want them, I'll take them. And they were all white dresses, which yeah. is also kind of an important part to it. So that's one of the dresses that Millie wears to the show. And as Emily said, he's very attracted to Millie.
And at this point, you know that he's attracted to Millie. Mm-hmm. And you know something's going to happen between these two, but I was kind of in between because you hate Nina so much mm-hmm. that you're almost okay with it.
Yeah.
So they go to the show and they go to dinner and end up going to the hotel room because Andrew's too drunk to drive home.
Yeah.
And so they take a taxi.
But
isn't
it at dinner that she tells him that she... Why she was or that she's a convict?
No.
It's not at dinner?
No, she doesn't tell him.
Oh, okay.
I thought she Nia did. Spills the beans
after. Okay. Okay.
So, but he does say during that dinner that he and Nina haven't been intimate for a while. And I was like, Andrew, why did you say that?
Like, why are you so dumb?
And Millie's just uncomfortable.
But meanwhile, she is attracted to him. She's mm-hmm. a single woman.
Yeah.
You know, like she would like to be with this man.
And Nina is basically abusive at this point.
Yeah.
To everyone.
To everyone.
She's a terrible person. So they end up inevitable. They end up sleeping together mm-hmm. at the hotel that night. And
I was so stressed.
I was stressed.
The whole time I was like, she's gonna know.
I was like, Nina's gonna go home and see that they're not there and figure it out.
I could be totally mixing up books, but didn't Nina call the home phone that night?
Yeah.
And she was like, later on, she was like, why didn't anyone answer? Like, where were you? What were you guys doing?
Yeah. Kind of thing. And you're just stressed. And Nina's like, or Millie says, I was asleep. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the garbage cans thing. So Nina said, don't forget to take the garbage out. Don't forget to take the garbage out.
That's right.
And then she forgot to take the garbage out. Because Millie was going to go home. They weren't going to stay the night in the city. Yeah. They were going to go home and take the garbage out. Then it turns out Andrew was too drunk to drive, so they had to stay in the city. They were going to get separate hotel rooms, and then they didn't. Which
I, like, don't understand that. I'm sorry. But if you are going to drink, you need to be responsible.
Yeah.
Like, he knew exactly also, what he was doing. Also, if
you could Uber to the hotel, why don't you just Uber home?
Yeah.
Well, actually, then there are cars in the city.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, so then the next day...
he could go back that next morning. Stressing
because... the garbage cans are out, or they're not out, and so now they're stressed that Nina's gonna find out. Anyways, after all is said and done, now Millie and Andrew have this thing that they're just trying to hide from Nina. One day, Millie goes into her room, and the playbill from the Broadway show is out on her nightstand, and she doesn't remember putting it there. And she realizes Nina knows.
But that was also a dumb move by Millie, just keeping that. In general, because she put it in her purse. Yeah, she's but like, I want to remember
how
this.
How do you expect, you're not expecting your boss to go through your purse.
Yeah, exactly.
So when she sees that somebody had gone through her purse and taken the playbill out, she knows that Nina knows. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon after that, at a dinner, Nina brought up the fact that Millie was in prison. They're eating dinner, and Nina's like, how was the food in prison, Millie? Mm-hmm. And Millie just goes white because she doesn't know that Nina knows. And Andrew didn't know, clearly, because he has a terribly shocked look on his face. Mm-hmm.
So this whole time, Nina is basically... she's going crazy. She's making Millie... hate her. She is making her own husband almost hate her. So that is kind of why he ends up sleeping with Millie.
Yeah.
But then you said Andrew finally has enough and tells Nina to get out while Cecilia is at summer camp.
Yeah. So Andrew finally kicks Nina out.
Because he's had... enough. Yeah. Like, he's so upset with everything we've that's going on.
We've had enough as well. But immediately after Nina gets out, Millie and Andrew sleep together in the guest bedroom. And I was like, whoa, can we just wait a little bit longer, you guys? Because that's crazy.
And in Millie's inner dialogue, the whole time, isn't she like, I just wish that, like, they would get divorced and Nina would leave so I could... live with Andrew and be with him. Like, I could have babies. Yeah. I could have his babies. I'm young. And
yeah, she's essentially fantasizing about Nina and Andrew breaking up and Andrew choosing her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she actually thinks that's ever going to happen, but she definitely has fantasies about it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they start coming true and you're thinking that everything is going to be okay. At this point, I'm thinking... Nina is gonna go crazy and come back and kill someone.
Yeah.
Because we find out that Nina has been tracking Millie on her phone, which I was like, okay, obviously she was tracking you.
Yeah.
How did you not think that earlier on?
Because she knew everywhere that she had been.
Right. Which she finds that out at a grocery store from one of Nina's PTA friends. She's like, well, she's probably tracking you. And Millie's like, oh, crap.
Which this whole time I'm like, dumb.
Dumb.
You're dumb. Millie's dumb. Why?
Enzo tells Millie again after Nina leaves. So this is a big turning point because after Nina leaves, Enzo says, you need to get out. You're in terrible danger. Mm-hmm. And now I'm confused because the whole time you think Enzo is trying to warn Millie about Nina. So now... you're
like, okay, well, what is the danger?
Right.
This is a total side point, but I don't know if Millie is just like young and horny, but she she says that Enzo is very attractive and like talks about his muscles and watches him when he's working, and he's like always in the yard and always working on their house, stuff like that. That's just kind of a side point that I wanted to mention. She's it is also important into to know. The Italian mower lawner. Lawn mower.
Mower lawner.
I don't know why I said that.
There was one part where she tries to get with Enzo.
Yeah, and he was like, what are you doing?
She's like, oh, okay, embarrassing. I just got rejected. She gets a blocked number call. Millie does on her phone, and they just say, stay away from Andrew. And at this point, you just think it's Nina.
Yeah.
Trying to break them up because she's jealous.
Yeah.
And
so it's Andrew and Millie. They're like about to have another moment together. And I think it was when Millie's like trying to move in her stuff to the guest room.
Andrew comes home and Millie's packing up her stuff in the attic.
And he's like, well, what are you doing? And she's like, I thought I could move my stuff into the guest room.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, yeah, sounds good.
And then he goes up there with her. Then they have a moment that night. And then the next day she wakes up in the attic. And he, why did I say it like that? Attic.
Attic. Hello?
Attic. And he's not there. And another like side point that she figures out early on in the book is that the attic door only locks from the outside. So if you're inside of it, you can't unlock or lock it. Mm-hmm. You have to be outside to.
And the window doesn't open.
Yes. So she wakes up. She has to go pee. I think it's like in the middle of the night or something. She has to go pee and she can't open the door. She's locked. And then that's when Millie's point of view is.
Yes.
Ended.
And this is not ended. Crazy.
So that was like a crazy plot twist.
So it just stops briefly after Millie realizes she's locked in the room. And I'm like, what the heck is happening? And all of a sudden it switches to Nina's point of view. And this is when everything is flipped upside down.
This is when everything changes. And you're like, what could Nina possibly have to say?
Yeah.
This woman is crazy.
So Nina's point of view goes back in time to when Nina and Andrew meet and date and get married. And everything seems seemingly perfect. And soon after they get married, Andrew starts locking Nina in the attic and abusing her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we find out that Andrew is the crazy one. And we also find out that he set up Nina when the people around town were saying that Nina went to a mental hospital because she tried to kill her own daughter. Andrew had set them up.
Mm-hmm.
So he had set it up and called the police and made it look like Nina had tried to kill Cece, and he gaslit her so hard that Nina believed it.
Yeah.
She actually believed that she tried to kill her own daughter because she couldn't remember what actually happened.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
But one part in this point of view, and this is interesting because this kind of also happens in the second book, like where there's steps to something.
Yes.
So this is Nina's point of view, and it's the How to Get Rid of Your Sadistic Evil Husband, a guide by Nina Winchester.
So right off the bat, we pretty much find out
that he's crazy and she wants to get rid of
him.
And
she was trying to get rid of him, yeah. We also find out that Nina and Enzo, the mower lawner, planned this whole thing. So now we realize Enzo had a hand in it. He helped Nina get out, essentially.
And this whole time with Enzo, you're kind of like, is he faking it? Like, can he actually understand English better than he portrays he can? Mm-hmm. Can he speak it better? Yeah. I feel like he knows exactly what's going on. Yeah.
And we find out that he does.
Mm-hmm.
He just pretends that he doesn't.
Yeah. Which, honestly, I probably would too.
Yeah.
It switches back to Millie's point of view. She's locked in the attic, and Andrew makes her balance textbooks on her stomach for like 3 hours. It's excruciatingly painful. She has bruises.
But why did he... There's always a reason.
It's because she left books out on his coffee table.
Oh, that's right. So he was mad that she did that, and this is like her punishment. So she has to lay down and put super heavy textbooks on her stomach for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the first time she does it, he says, oh, you took them off your stomach 1 minute too early, so you have to start over. I'm not letting you out until you balance these textbooks on your stomach.
And something interesting that we find out in Nina's point of view is how he was torturing her like this the whole time.
Yes.
So one thing that we figured out is that Andrew really liked when her hair was dyed, and if her roots grew out too much, he got super angry and he would lock her up in the attic. And so one of the things that he made her do is he said, I need 100 strands of hair with the root connected.
Yeah.
And so she is like, what do you mean? This is crazy. Just let me out.
This was the first time that he locked Nina in the attic.
And so she's like, this is wild. And he's like, well, hair is a privilege. And this is your punishment. So give me 100 strands of hair with the root. So she pulls out 100 strands of hair. And then she puts it in an envelope and slides it under the door. And she says, okay, I'm done. And she was probably in there for like 2 or 3 days, only had 3 small water bottles and I think no food. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if she had food. And he checks the envelope, counts it all. And he says that was only 99 or like 98 pieces of hair with the root. This one doesn't have the root connected to it. You have to start over. And I was like,
just crazy things.
Freda McFadden, which is our author, where are you thinking of this stuff?
Yeah, just basically torture, you know.
Yeah.
And mental torture games that he plays, and it's terrible. And now you obviously hate Andrew so much. He's the worst. And you also realize that Nina is kind of a genius a little bit, because we're going back to Nina's point of view in the book, and she... It goes into how she decided to hire Millie, and Millie is exactly the perfect person, because she looked into Millie's past, saw that she was in prison for murder, so she knows that she's capable of murder, and we basically realize that Nina hired Millie to kill Andrew.
And Millie crazy. Was in prison for murder because one of her friends was getting the R word by a man, and... it made her really angry, and so she hit him in the head. I can't remember with what she hit him in the head.
A rock.
With. Oh, a rock.
She bashed his head in with a rock until he died.
Uh-huh, and then that's the time where I was like, but we figure out that she actually kind of liked it. Like,
I forgot about that.
It wasn't out of, like, I need to save my friend solely. She kind of did like it. So you're like, okay, she has a little bit of a
anger problem. Definitely has some anger issues. But she's never done anything unwarranted.
Yeah. Another thing, I don't know if this comes on later, but just the different forms of torture were just mind-boggling to me.
No,
one thing that Andrew did to Nina, she left a light on, and he didn't like that. And he was like, lights are a privilege. And so he basically put these, like, super bright LED lights in the attic.
They were like floodlights.
Yeah, were they not LED? They were just like super extreme. Yeah.
Lights that you can't look at.
Uh-huh.
You can't see anything because they're too bright.
And so he put those in the attic and made her sit in there for days with the lights blasted. Because lights are a privilege. I'm going to say that to my kids. Lights are a privilege. Electricity is a privilege. Turn your lights off.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm not going to say that.
Creepy. The best part in this book is when Andrew finally opens the door. And after locking either Millie or Nina in the attic for days, he's always really, really nice afterwards.
Yeah.
So after he finally opens the door for Millie, he goes in there and is like, I'm so sorry I had to do that to you. And he's being all nice. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you're the worst.
You're like, okay, does he have bipolar? One thing before you keep going that was kind of funny is he would say, you just have to be in there for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Like, just a little bit longer and then I'll let you out.
I'm going to let you out, but not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what he says, huh?
And
anyway, keep going.
So he goes in there and is like consoling Millie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the definition of manipulation.
And this part was so good. Was this when so they're in the closet, there was a bucket that she was supposed to basically pee and poo in if she had to.
Yeah.
But in the bucket she finds mace.
Yeah.
A can of mace that Nina had left for her.
Yeah.
Or we assume.
And Andrew didn't know it was there.
Yeah. And so this is when Andrew comes back in the room and he's being super nice. And then Millie maces him.
Mm-hmm. Grabs his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Before it locks, she turns off the password to his phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that was another part of it, is he had cameras in the room and he was watching her. So he knew to the minute how long she left the textbooks on.
Yeah.
So he could see everything. So she was like, I'm watching you. Mm-hmm. Like, I can know. And she did the same thing to him. So she had maced him. He can't really see. And then she said, you see those textbooks? You have to leave it on. Like, you have to put them on, hold them on your belly.
Mm-hmm. So she locks Andrew in the room. I was like, yes, finally.
You go, girl.
Watches him through the phone. He's doing the same exact things his victims were doing, screaming, let me out, let me out.
And then that's when Millie says, what's the quote? I'll let you out in a minute.
I'll let you out, but not yet.
But not yet.
She's like, I'll let you out after you hold those textbooks on your belly for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so he puts them on his belly. She's like, lower.
Yeah.
Lower. And so he has to hold them on his very sensitive parts, and it's very, very painful for 3 hours. And he does it for 3 hours. She comes back. She was like, oh, did I say 3 hours? I meant five.
Uh-huh.
So she's just living it up.
So he has to start over, basically.
Which is great. So Millie essentially starts torturing Andrew, getting revenge on him for everything he's done, because she assumes that he's also done all this for Nina, and that's why Nina, you know, essentially went crazy and got him to kick her out. Mm-hmm. And there's also no water in there, which I thought was so funny, because Millie had drank all the water.
Yeah.
And so he's complaining. He's like, I don't have water. Like, I'm going to die in here. She's like, well, you should have thought about that before you locked me in here and only gave me 3 bottles of water.
Yeah.
Next time you lock a woman in here, maybe give her more than 3 water bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll leave
water
some for you.
Water is a privilege.
Andrew. I loved that part.
I know. That was so good.
Meanwhile, we switch back to Nina's point of view. And I started getting stressed out because Enzo tells Nina, I can't leave Millie there. We have to go back and help her.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that Millie is still in the attic because Enzo says the light's on and nobody's left the house.
Yeah.
So now I'm stressed that they're going to go open the door and let Andrew out. This is what I thought was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That they were going to try to rescue Millie and accidentally let Andrew out of the attic. And
I thought that was going to happen too.
I was like, no, don't let him out.
No, I had the same exact thought reading. I was like, they can't go back. They can't open it. They need to find Millie first.
Stressed.
Where is she? Because she's like not in the home. But didn't she, I think I'm mixing up books again. Didn't she like go down and make herself some food and then like went back up and checked on him? So she's just like carefree living in their house while she's torturing
Andrew. She drank like 5 glasses of water, made herself a sandwich.
Yeah.
Putting her feet up on the couch, watching a show, sleeping in the guest bedroom.
And as a reader, you're like, why are you doing this? Like, you need to just kill him or do something because he's going to figure out a way to get out.
Yeah.
He's the one who made the room. He probably gave himself an escape route.
Yeah. Well, okay. So tell me what you would have done in this situation if you were Millie and you finally like got him locked. What's your next move?
Call the police.
Exactly. Same.
Like, that's why I'm like, she's psycho. She has anger issues.
Yeah, well, she's, after what happens in the end, she's definitely a little bit psycho. Mm-hmm. So Nina comes back while Enzo watches Cece. Mm-hmm. She goes upstairs, starts yelling for somebody, doesn't hear anyone. She has a spare key, and she opens the door and sees Andrew in there, not moving.
Yeah.
Unconscious. Mm-hmm. And then Millie comes up and is like, what are you doing? And Nina's like, is he dead?
Yeah.
And turns out he is dead.
Uh-huh.
And Nina goes, how long has he been in here? And Millie says, I don't know, maybe 5 days.
Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, what? What has she been doing in that house for 5 days? And didn't leave, didn't go tell anyone.
No. So then the cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're stressed because you think Millie could go back to prison.
But Nina tells Millie, she's like, I'll deal with this.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I put you in this situation. You leave. I'll deal with this. Millie, without a second thought, leaves.
Yeah.
And lets her deal with everything.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when the detectives come and they, like, describe the bruising on his sensitive areas, and it was just terrible, and they're like, what could have caused this? And he died from severe dehydration and starvation.
Right. And Nina tries to tell the detectives that he just accidentally locked himself in there, and she's been out of town, or she thought he was out of town or something like that, so she didn't even know he was in there, so it was just all an accident. But they were like,
what about these bruises?
Yeah, it didn't look like, good. I don't know. The bruises and everything.
Like, she didn't really think through the situation.
But luckily the detective had it out for Andy, because we find out that the detective's daughter was engaged to Andy and she had severe trauma from being engaged to Andy. So the detective hates him.
Yeah. And his daughter had to basically get a new name and go live somewhere else.
Yeah.
After being with this man. And so that's why he is in this city, is uh-huh. because he wanted to figure out what was going on with Andy mm-hmm. and who he was.
And the detective says to Nina, well, I checked out the attic and it does look like pretty easy to accidentally lock yourself up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's essentially covering for her.
Mm-hmm.
So they're off the hook. Thank goodness.
And then we get to Andrew's funeral, and Evelyn, which is Andrew's mother, who is, I think, wearing white, and we figure out that she is also obsessed with white, just like Andrew. She's talking to Nina, and, oh, that was another thing that the detectives were like, so he just pulled out his own teeth, because that was another thing that Millie made him do. Millie told
him she'd let him out once he pulled out his own teeth.
Uh-huh. And so Evelyn is talking to Nina, and she was like, I thought Andrew learned his lesson, but I guess he didn't. Like, I always told him as a kid, teeth are a privilege, and you can't skip brushing your teeth ever. And she says, I'm glad you taught him a lesson about dental hygiene. And so Nina's like, what? Like, basically, you're thinking it's the crazy mother.
Yeah.
And it almost, not totally, but it almost justifies why he is or was the way he was. Because that was how he was taught to be disciplined and punished from his own mother. And so that was the only thing that he knew. And that's how he disciplined, which I don't think you should ever have to discipline a spouse, but that was how he disciplined his wife.
Super messed up. He's messed up. His mom is messed up. The book ends by Millie getting another job, and this woman is interviewing her for a housekeeper position, and she is like, so do you think you can help me? And Millie's like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I can clean your house.
Sure, I can clean
your house. And then the woman is like, Nina highly recommended you. She said you would do a really good job.
Yeah. And then she goes to the kitchen counter and pulls out a knife, which I thought was kind of funny. Cheesy. And like cliche. Yeah. Uh-huh. Pulls out a knife while Millie is looking at the picture of her and her husband on the refrigerator, and he's like this big guy. Mm-hmm. And then the woman kind of adjusts the collar or adjusts her shirt, and Millie sees bruises, hand marks on her arm, and realizes that she's trying to say, can you help me the same way you helped Nina?
Yeah.
And Millie goes, yeah, I think I can help you.
Yeah, I think I can help you with that.
And then the book ends. So I love how it set it up for another book.
Yeah, it makes you excited to read the next book.
Yeah.
And I read it. Emily is almost done with it.
Uh-huh.
And it was good. Like, I really enjoyed it. There were a ton of twists and crazy things that happened. I will say I didn't like it as much as The Housemaid, but it is worth the read.
Yeah.
There is a third book. So the first one is The Housemaid. The second one is The Housemaid Secrets. And then the third one is The Housemaid is Watching. And I've heard that that one isn't totally worth the read, but I'll probably get around to it at some point.
At some point. Cool. So there you have it. That was the synopsis of The Housemaid.
And then what I was talking about earlier is on the cover. I think there's different covers depending on when you got this book, but I think this is a newer version. You can see like a lock, like the outline of where a key would go in a lock. And then there's an eye in there, like they're in the attic, and there's three different eye colors. So it's Nina's, Millie's, and Andrew's. So that's kind of like a little foreshadow.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love that.
Let us know what you thought of this. Yeah. And if you liked the kind of the difference of where we just tell you about the book.
Yeah.
Follow us on eb.pod.
On Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
And get excited for the rest of our spooky episodes this month. Yes.
Send us some spooky stories.
Yes.
We need some more spooky stories. We'll probably post about it soon. So you can DM us, text us. We need some spooky stories for Halloween. I can't believe how quick it's coming.
I know.
Like, it's crazy.
When this episode is released, Halloween will be in 2 weeks.
Do you guys know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be myself. I'm scary.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know what I'm going to be, but I don't know if I want to do that because I need to find stuff for it.
Yeah, I still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thanks for listening.
We have a lot of updates on Instagram, so go follow us. Okay. And give us a rating and review. Tell your friends and family. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.